understand is we're going to have to cover this. We're going to have to pay for this as taxpayers, and the millage rate is going to increase for the next fiscal year. But at the same time, our taxable property values are increasing $28,000 a house. So it seems like there's a double increase there. In addition to the value that we're being taxed on top of that, the millage rate is increasing. So just whatever you need to do, my concern is that we do it within the money that we have or that we can get and try to keep the increases to a minimum. That's all I want to say about that. Second of all, When I looked at this, what is the Ponce Preserve living seawall for $3.5 million?
That would be to construct a seawall along the oceanfront side of Ponce Preserve. You know, that property was severely eroded by Hurricanes Ian and Nicole, and right now it's protected by trap bags, which are really just temporary, and those are being removed. So it's not going to have any protection right now from future storms.
And do we have something like that behind the areas, behind the community center and the fire station? And
we do not.
Wouldn't it be more important to put those walls there?
That would be, yeah, I would expect that would be part of any kind of redesign, but okay. Yeah, absolutely, that okay. Needs to be done.
And then also, there's a lot of discussion of grants, and I was unaware that, you know, millions of dollars appear to be out there, and you guys are doing a good job going after that money. Is there a list of just one general list of the grant money that we get? Because that would make me feel much better as a taxpayer that this is what you're offsetting costs with. So I just had that comment. And my last question is, and thank you for considering new Christmas decorations in the operational budget. I know we're not discussing that. And the last thing is, why has the playground been broken for so long?
Well, I'm sorry, why is the what been broken?
The playground by the, you know, the tennis courts and the pickleball courts.
Yeah, because they're rusted, they're unsafe.
It needs to be replaced?
Yeah, at least the steps.
Okay, and we have money in the budget to do that?
Yeah, Steve or Jackie, you want to get up here and answer that, Steve?
Mr. Wargo can answer perhaps that our Director of Public Works.
I'm in. Nice to see you.
Yes, so as soon as we found out, we got a report from a resident whose child had gone up on there and their foot had gone through one of the steps. We then did a thorough check of how rusted the metal was underneath the rubber that is supposed to help it last longer. Therefore, then we went to the manufacturer and got with the company who installed it and stuff and worked with them. And once we got the proposals on repairing it and everything, we moved forward. But the problem is the manufacturer. The manufacturer, when we turned that back in the month after it broke down, once we got everything straightened out, it was 18 weeks for the manufacturer to make the parts. We should have them in July is what they're telling me. I've already sent them another email yesterday asking for more verification on a better date in July when we'll have those parts and have that playground back up and running.
Thank you. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Mrs. Smith. Are you done or do you have any more? Thank you. We appreciate all of your comments. They're written down.
Could I ask a clarification question? You said a list of grants. You want the list of grants that are available or the ones that we've actually applied for?
That maybe what's available, what you've applied for, what you've got. I think that would just be volumes.
Okay.
If your intention is to increase the millage rate or the budget to cover these items.
Well, I have to say we have not expressed any intention of increasing millage rate.
Okay.
So that's not part of this discussion. All we're doing is proposing a list of things we've identified. So we have not mentioned any increase in the millage rate.
Okay.
Now, I'm sorry. Is there anyone else in the public who would like to come up and speak? Any council member have additional comments? Yes.
If you would you please clarify again what Michael just said? Because, you know, sometimes things would get out in public. Just make sure that they understand we're not looking at increasing millage rate. We haven't gotten to that point yet.
Let me clarify this, is that right now what we're looking at are our priorities, what's important to what we believe our residents and certainly for the, council priorities. We're looking at what's important. We're nowhere near setting a millage rate. For starters, we don't even have the proper numbers from the value of our properties, and I don't believe we actually have all of the costs or the expenses of some of these items. So we're waiting for that to trickle in, and when we have all the numbers at that point, it will be presented to us, and then we will look at this again with a fresh eye of, well, what is important to us? Is there something we can live without? That's when we look at that again. So we're just a little premature. This was very important for us as a council, as a government, to listen to the public that has shown up, and we appreciate all of it. Any other questions or comments by council, by the public? Mike, is there anything we should be doing right now?
Go over the next steps here.
Okay.
So, yeah, this is our, like the mayor said, this is really just to kind of look at, in general terms, what we're looking at. We are working, it's we meaning staff, are working on putting numbers to all these things and compiling the budget. That is going to be presented, the draft budget, at the second budget workshop on July 15th. After that, the council will adopt the proposed millage rate on July 17th. From there, and just keep in mind, that is the maximum millage rate. The millage rate goes down after that. That's like as high as it can go. It can't go any higher after that, but can always go lower, and we always work on lowering it from that point. The document that Mr. Field passed out had a 6.7473 millage rate. That was the one that was set at that meeting last year. And, of course, we lowered that. The actual millage rate was adopted at something like 6.4. So that is really just the maximum. It's like the analogy, you buy a suit and you want to tailor it to fit over time. So that's the process that we always work through. So you have that July 17th. Then the first budget hearing, that is going to be September 3rd. That will be at 6 p.m. That's mandated by state law that we have it after 5. And then you have September 18th. That is the second hearing of the millage rate and then the budget ordinance. And then the new fiscal year begins October 1st. So that's it.
Are there any questions based on what our manager just said? Does anyone have any? Yes, Mr. Fields.
Steve Fields, 6 Marzel. Mike, it was a great presentation.
Thank you.
I could actually read it this time, too. So whoever prepared it for you made it more visible.
I prepared it.
I appreciate that. I was wondering if I could if you'd email me a copy of the presentation.
Yeah, we'll do that and put it on the website.
Okay. Thanks again.
Thank you, Mr. Fields. Anybody else? Okay. Then I do believe we are done. We're adjourned at 11:08. And thank you again, everyone. Thank you.